Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott, coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. Today is Wednesday, and this weekend is Memorial Day. Oftentimes the weather is a lot warmer than it is going to be this weekend in Memorial Day, and it's oftentimes a weekend that we imagine that the summer season has begun. This weekend, the weather isn't going to quite cooperate. Some people are probably happy for that. I could use a few more degrees to make it feel like Memorial Day. But that isn't really the point of Memorial Day. Memorial Day is a day set aside where we remember those who gave their life fighting for what they believed in service to their country. And that's important for us to do. We spent some time on the East Coast, and one of the things I noticed was Memorial Day seemed to make more of a difference in the community than it does here. In the week leading up to Memorial Day, flags were posted or installed on the light posts in town. It was a small town in Connecticut, but it became obvious that the holiday was approaching, and then there was a parade on Memorial Day, which is used to actually officially be May 30th, now is celebrated on the last Monday in May, but that small town still did their parade on May 30th and still does. So you got a sense of something different in the community as a reminder. And this is my reminder to you. If you don't live in a community that provides those reminders for you, take some time this weekend to stop and reflect upon the gift of your freedom and the gift that others have given to you by fighting for that. But also this weekend in the life of the church, and that's in our civic life and the life of the church, this Sunday is Pentecost Sunday, a Sunday when we remember and give thanks for the gift of the Spirit by which we have freedom as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ. And so we remember this weekend in our worship, the gift of the Spirit. We will encourage folks, those of you who are worshiping here, to wear red, which is a reminder of the tongues of fire that sat on the heads of those who were gathered in that upper room as the rush of a mighty wind came blowing through, and each person spoke in their own language, but were understood in the language of the hearer. A gift to be able to hear God's word preached and to be received. The gift of the advocate that John writes about to come and dwell among us and within us, to advocate for us, to be the literal presence of God in our life. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, we give thanks for the gift of life, new life, true freedom through Jesus Christ. And we remember that he too gave his life so that you and I might live in true liberty, no longer bound by the shackles of sin and death. For Jesus on the cross, through the resurrection, has overcome both sin and death for your sake and for mine. So during this busy 3-day weekend, take time. Take time to remember those who gave their lives in service, and take time to remember the gift of the Holy Spirit and the gift of everlasting life offered to you and to me through Jesus Christ. Hope to see you in worship on Sunday. You can sleep in on Monday, and look forward to seeing you, if not then, next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.